Here's a question on Aseret HaDibros. The Vilna Gaon and the Siddur Vilna knows very well what the Gemara has to say about Aseret HaDibros. But because of Tarumas HaMinim, we talked about that they removed it from the liturgy. It used to be part of the liturgy in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Page 36. So rather, we don't have to worry about Tarumas HaMinim in the 18th and 19th centuries. Right. No one is going to say Aseret HaDibros and think, "Oh, this is the extent of the Torah today." But the reason why this is here is not really of no concern of that. He says right away, "Hareini zocher ma'amad Har Sinai." There's a daily mitzvah to remember Har Sinai. Right now, there's a daily mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, Laman Tiskoris Yom Tischa Meretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha, and we do that at the end of Kriyat Shema at Tzivin Achon. We mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim with Oz Yoshir. There's a big Rabbi Kiveger and Rabbi Magen Avraham about whether you can fulfill Yitzias Mitzrayim by just mentioning Oz Yoshir. So fine. Where's the mitzvah to remember Mamad Har Sinai? So Harini Zocher Mamad Har Sinai Kimosh Neamar. Take a look at the pasuk. Everyone see it? Mm-hmm. You know that. Raki shomer lecha ushmor nafshecha meod pen tishkach es edvim asher ro'u einecha ven yesur milevavcha kol yimei chayecha ve'odatem levanecha levnei banecha. Where's Har Sinai? Continue. Yom asher amadata lifnei Hashem elokecha bechorev. Oh. There it is. Okay. All right, so there is a daily mitzvah to remember Mamad Har Sinai. Problem is that outside of this chapter, instead of saying this, do we have anything? This is a fascinating thing to begin with, is that while Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in Tanakh hundreds of times, there are chapters in Tanakh, whole chapters where prophets talk about what happened to us in Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it at best, Mamad Har Sinai is mentioned three times in the whole Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Once in Shoftim, once in Habakkuk, and once in Tehillim.
Why?
And even there, it's not quite clear that it's talking about Mamad Har Sinai. It doesn't mention Har Sinai or Har Chorev. Right? So the reason extended for this is that Yetzias Mitzrayim will be replicated. There will be other redemptions. In fact, there's a based on prophecies in Sefer Yirmiyahu, chapter 16 and 23. We say that the future redemption will be even greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim. It will put Yetzias Mitzrayim in the background. And we paskin that way. Because when the Chachamim say, Yemei Chayecha, Ha'olam Hazeh, Kol Yemei Chayecha, Ha'olam Haba, we don't paskin that way. How do I know? Because we do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. Right? Don't you know Machlokas Ben Zoma that we mentioned in the Haggadah? Right? He says, Yemei Chayecha is Yamim, Kol Yemei Chayecha Halelos. The Chachamim disagree with that. They say you don't need to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. It says Kol Yemei Chayecha. What do you do with Kol Yemei Chayecha? Oh, I say Kol Yemei Chayecha does something else. It teaches Yimos HaMashiach. Right? So in the Gemara, after that Mishnah starts, it's Ben Zoma that goes on the offensive. What do you mean we're going to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim and Yimos HaMashiach? Didn't Yirmiyahu already say Vayo Bayam Ahud Lo Yomerot Chai Hashem Asher Lo'os Bnei Yisrael Me'etz Mitzrayim Kim Chai Hashem Asher Lo'os Bnei Yisrael Me'etz Hatzafon? So, they come up to some kind of what looks like an agreement about what Yetzias Mitzrayim will be after Mashiach comes. It'll be celebrated exactly as it is today. There'll just be greater holidays.
Doesn't that suggest that the Jews have to be enslaved in order for us to be pulled out of it in the future? The greater
we've been much worse than enslaved since then. So yeah, okay. So, all right, we're ready, Hashem.
We're talking about a spiritual.
Enough has happened, you know. Yeah, that both that and physical and spiritual. So why hide Matan Torah? Because Matan Torah is not to be replicated, and that gets back to the Tarumas HaMinim. Once there's this significant group, by the time the Talmud, by the time Brachos Yud Beis takes form, Christianity is ruling the world pretty much. It's pre-Islam. So when there is a significant amount of people out there who are saying that Mamad Har Sinai has been not just replicated but has been abrogated, there was a break in the covenant, right? So we started to become very zealous of this. Now, you can't give that answer to why, you know, the Nevi'im didn't mention it. The Nevi'im just said, we understand. This is not, the Ma'amad Har Sinai is a one-time event. There may be a Torah Sheba'al Peh, and that was, you know, that the, you know, the rabbis in each generation have to make sure that we hand down properly to, you know, from generation to generation, to understand what Tov Tafos Bein Einecha means, to understand what B'nisa Misnafsho Seichem means, and things like that. But that's a one-time event. Right? That's why the last words of the Tanakh, the very last historical words, where after that those words were spoken, no other Navi spoke to us. Would you like to know what those words are? Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Malachi. Last prophecy in Malachi. Then he says, Hinei Anochi Shulech Lachem Esel Yehon Avi Zohar. Lifnevo Yom HaShem Agadol. So Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. As if though Malachi foretold, knew that there would be movements to say that that's actually a change. And this would be a new testament. So, Christians, I've studied enough and I've had debates with people on this, they say that Moshe breaking the Luchos is a sign of the future broken covenant. He himself gave an omen, if you will, for a broken covenant at a later date. Rashbam brilliantly deals with this. You see, the Jews in the Middle Ages had to be very careful trying to disprove these outrageously crazy claims, because if you seem to be even slightly disrespectful, they'll kill you and burn your whole town down. So he writes that when Moshe saw the Egel, he became weak and he became wobbly and his hands started shaking and he just dropped the Luchos. It says Vayashlichem, which seems to imply he threw them. So it means, no, what he did was, when they became so heavy, he just pushed them so they wouldn't fall on his feet. So my first reaction, the first time I ever saw that, was also to like say, well, that's cute, but you know, really? Plus, you know, Rashbam, you know, is such a stickler for pshat. It's so not the pshat. All the more reason why we consider that this is meant to be a response to the Christian claim that the broken luchos is a harbinger of the broken covenant. It's not. He broke it by accident, for goodness sakes. He didn't mean to break it.
How do you deal with that?
How would Rashbam say that he didn't mean to break it? No, he broke it by accident.
How do they deal with
it? How can you break a covenant by accident?
How do they deal with the pesukim that say this is a covenant and then forever? This stuff that says forever. How do you get around that?
Bathsheba says to her husband, live forever, my king. Forever means a long time. Hashem tells Yeravam, if you stick to my Torah, you'll be the king forever. Your line will be the king forever. Really? The northern tribes forever? No, Adolam. If a slave stays on, he has his ear pierced. It says he works the Olam. Really? Want to live forever? Become a slave and get your ear pierced. I'm just saying, look, that kind of stuff can go on, you know, on both sides. Where, all right, that's what it means here, that's what it means there. But sometimes you just can't do that. Like when they say the virgin birth, because an Alma is giving birth to a boy who will save the Jews, right? An Alma is not a virgin. Mm-hmm. So the virgin is a good Hebrew word for that. And actually, you've heard the name Usher Wade, the guy the Isha Torah. He was a Catholic priest. He was really on track to be to go places. And he just all that did it for him that turned him away from Catholicism. He was really hardcore icons and everything, and idols and baby Jesus and things like that. He said that, well, I looked in the King James Bible, and every other time it says in the Tanakh, Alma, it's young maid, but in Isaiah 7:14, it's virgin. So I said, we're being sold a bill of goods. I got to look into this situation. And he's a good friend, a big monk, a big firm guy now. Goes around the yeshivas, he's been around for a while. It's probably he's been around too long, so it's not such a novelty anymore. So otherwise you would have heard him in the yeshiva. Okay, I think we're ready for the Kobanos. Alright? So we'll have to do about that. That's gonna be page in Zion. Okay. We'll start with that next week, alright?
Bye bye.